I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. I'm toasting every dad who rocks with the one and only Silver Fox. It's Watch What Happens Live at home with Anderson Cooper now. Hey everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live at home from the Hamptons. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, but since it's Father's Day, you can just call me Daddy. Speaking of, my guest tonight is a brand new dad himself. You know, I'm so happy you wanted to spend his first Father's Day with us. Please welcome the host of Anderson Cooper 360 weeknights on CNN, my pal Anderson Cooper. Hey, AC.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. We're just two dads hanging out on Father's Day, right? Happy Father's Day, dude.
Thank you. It's surreal. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
it is surreal.
It's crazy.
You know, Anderson, it is so crazy that our sons still have not met.
Yeah.
So this is exciting. You and I have decided they're going to meet each other for the first time virtually tonight on the show. So we've timed their naps and everything. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. And, you know, both Anderson
By the way,
and
he's
I...
Up, he's up right now. I'm just
okay,
worried.
Well, keep him worried. Up, sweetie. Keep him up. You know, Anderson and I both have private Instagram accounts where we basically just show off our kids 24/7 in an obnoxious ways. And I've been spying on Wyatt's pictures to see if he's started wearing all of Ben's clothes. Here they are. I spotted my first Ben me down, the little dachshund outfit. And Ben looks startled. But I'm very
that is
glad.
So funny.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Who wore it better?
I know. Our first poll of the night is, who's cuter, Wyatt or Ben? Anderson, since you're a new dad, we're going to put you through your parenting paces with two games, okay? The first is a Clubhouse classic called Once Upon a Time or Get Out of My Mind. We're going to pop some children's book covers up in the box on your screen. You're going to guess if they're actual children's books or if they were made up by the adult children on my staff.
Okay,
here's the first book. It's called Dick, Dick, What Did You Lick? Is it real or fake?
That can't be real.
It's real. Okay, what about this book? I Want That Nut.
Well, no, the graphic looks too cheap, so it looks like your show.
It's you guys real.
Are... What?
And our graphics don't look fake. Okay, Why Mommy Has a Headache?
No way.
That's fake. Okay. What about Sarah doesn't want to be vaccinated?
That's got to be fake.
That's real. No. You're doing horrible. What about we all have nipples?
I said that's real.
It's fake.
What?
What about where Willie went? The big story of a little sperm.
Wow. Real.
That is real. Thanks for playing, Anderson. You got one right. And now for the hard part. As brand new and semi-new dads, Anderson and I think we have this whole parenting thing down. But we have an expert on hand who might prove that we know a lot less than we think we do. Here to ask us a diaper full of questions, please welcome the super nanny herself, Jo Frost. Hey, Jo.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Hello. Congratulations, Addison.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Okay, the super nanny has a super stack of parenting questions that she came up with herself. Anderson, right. Let's try not to embarrass ourselves on Father's Day. Okay, what's the first question, super nanny Jo Frost?
Okay, so what position is the best way to wind your baby? Is it over the shoulder, over the knee, or sitting upright and a little twist?
I like the on my knee with a twist and then a rub.
I do too. That's my favorite too.
Because I also like to see him, but I think he likes over the shoulder. I don't know. I alternate between.
I think it's sitting and bang on his back.
I'm going to go over the shoulder just so, because he likes to look around while it's happening. I don't know. But that's what I'm
going to do. The truth of the matter is, all of them are good. And you actually combined all of those, dads.
Yes.
So it's all good.
Okay, good.
Brilliant. Yeah, all of them.
Okay, next question.
Okay. What is the safest position for an infant to sleep? Safest.
On their back.
Absolutely.
I was going to say on their chest on a moving horse.
So on their back. For the motion.
No, that I know.
But definitely on their back. And yes. Addison, why do you think that is?
Oh, well, because they can, if they have their face down, they could get smothered or something.
That's right. And also recommendation because of SIDS, right?
You can't do them parallel, like when you're at the doctor's office, you can't put them parallel to the doctor's thing and walk away. You have to put them perpendicular and be there.
And you always have to be present. Okay, I've got one for you.
Okay.
Dribbling hot flush little cute cheeks and smelly poos are a sign of what to come. You would have done it already, I think, Andy.
A date with Andy?
Teething? Teething? Teething?
Yes. Teething.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going through that right now.
All right. Yeah, you know the smelly poos now, right, Andy?
I mean, they never smelled great, with all due.
Although this initially, that's what's interesting. I didn't know that there were like stages of poo. Like there's initially, they're not really smelly. It's like very thick black tar, basically.
Exactly. And then, are you at the grainy stage yet? What, 7 weeks? Why it's 7 weeks?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's not solid at all. And it's sort of, it's an interesting color.
Like,
okay. I hear the remote controls across America. Can we?
Everybody poos, as the book says.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to give you another one. Name three things you should consider when establishing a sleep routine.
The light in the room.
Anderson, you've been doing your homework. Yes.
Light in the room. Regularity, always a regular schedule.
You got it.
A tight swaddle.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, that's good. It keeps babies.
I mean, a tight swaddle, there's nothing better.
I'll take that. And
the temperature of the room.
And the temperature room is important. Yeah, it is actually, because babies can get too hot. So
they're like,
that's really but they get, right. And their temperature drops when they sleep. So,
but also don't babies like, aren't they, don't they feel things like 10 degrees different than we do? So like if something, it doesn't feel too cold to us, but it might feel 10 degrees colder to them.
Those are your lovers that you take. What's next, Jo Frost?
Okay, what have we got here? I'm going to give you another one.
Look at that, who's 10 degrees colder than I am.
Not so much.
That's number one criteria on your Tinder account.
My lovers run hot. Yours run 10 degrees cooler. It's all very complicated when we stay in the same hotel. Yes, Joe Frost.
Temperature gauge. This is not so much a question, but I want to put you on the spot here, Dads. Name two nursery rhymes you really loved that you definitely want to teach your own, or you may have done already, Andy. You may be doing now, Anderson. Two nursery rhymes.
We listen to a lot of Grateful Dead. I don't do nursery rhymes. Do you, Anderson?
You know, I've been trying to like sing to him, but it's like to stuff off my Spotify. Right now he likes Edith Piaf, No Regrets. Seems to like
that. Oh God.
Well,
Anderson.
I know.
The cycle. Last question, Joe Frost.
Okay, this really shouldn't be hard, Dads. This really shouldn't be hard. Okay. Who do you call on speed dial when you need a helping hand? Mary Poppins, Nanny McPhee, or Super Nanny?
Super Nanny.
I do want to take the opportunity, please, if I may. I really want to say thank you to the pair of you for giving me the opportunity to be on here and helping you. And I really want to be able to say it is tremendous that the two of you are doing this. You're such a voice in the public eye for all of those gay fathers out there who want children, who love children. Love is love. Children, that's all they need. So thank you. I appreciate you both so much, because this stigma needs to be broken down, and we jump to too many loopholes. There's too many hurdles that one has to jump through in order to be a parent. And I hope that this is the beginning, with the public voice that you both have, that the world can see that all children need is love and parents who care about them. So thank you, the pair of you. I really
thank you, Super Nanny Joe Frost. Thank you.
We have a lot.
Anderson, Wade F. wants to know, what is one of the most impactful things your mom taught you when she raised you that you want to make sure you teach Wyatt?
I think the biggest thing she kind of taught me was really by example, which was just that she was incredibly, as a parent, sort of treated me as an adult and not as like a kid set, kind of pushed off to the kid's table at dinner and stuff. And, she listened to me, both my parents listened to me and would ask me questions and expect me to have opinions on things. And I think there's something tremendously valuable in that, of just treating me like an adult whose opinions matter.
That's great. And it's all about how you speak to your child. So that's valuable info, AC. Well, when Anderson's been on in the past, we have dug into the nuances of our friendship with a game called 1-2 AC. But now that we're both busy being dads, I thought we could use some backup with this round. And since it's Father's Day, please welcome my dad, Luke Owen. Hey, Dad.
Hey, glad to be here.
Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Well, thank you. And the same to each one of you.
Thanks, Luke.
It's time. We got three silver daddies, as it were.
Yeah.
It is time for 1-2 AC with Lou C. Anderson, you know the drill. My dad's going to ask us a series of questions, and he's going to count 1-2 AC. You and I are then going to point to whom the question better applies between the two of us. Okay, Dad, what's the first question?
Who's more likely to use their celebrity to get free items? 1-2 AC.
I mean.
Okay. Yep. That's me. Okay.
I just point out I'm not allowed to receive free.
Okay.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Gandhi.
Okay.
Yes, Dad.
Number two. Who zones out more when you're talking to him? 1-2 AC.
Yes. Very much. Okay. Yes.
Who has handled quarantine better? 1-2 AC.
Anderson is made for quarantine.
Okay. Who's the most generous gift giver? 1-2 AC.
Yep. Anderson doesn't really give gifts.
I'm not organized enough. I'm working on it. I'm not terrible.
He doesn't. By the way, Anderson isn't even good at getting gifts, I might add.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Dad.
All right. Who's more prone to forgetting someone's name mid-conversation?
I don't know.
I think me.
I don't know. You know, Anderson, what's the name of the mayor of Las Vegas?
Goodman.
Okay. Yes.
I forgot the first name.
Mayor Goodman.
Mayor Goodman.
Yeah. Okay, Dad.
That was that one sticks in mind. Of PDA.
Who's a what?
A PDA.
Who's a bigger fan of PDA?
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
All right. Who has better taste in music? 1-2-AC.
Although I feel mine's a little more sophisticated, my taste in music. But
yeah, your son is singing Edith Piaf. I mean, great. You can have it. Okay, Dad, last question.
Who's more likely to be a helicopter parent? 1-2-AC.
Probably me. Probably. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll say.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All
I'm
right.
Hoping not to be, but
thanks. Great. Thanks, Dad. Happy Father's Day. I love
and
you.
And same to you guys.
Okay.
Happy Father's Day as well.
Thank
Where
you. Thanks for coming
Day
on.
Too.
Yeah, Dad. Oh, that was your Father's Day present that I gave.
That's why I wore it.
Oh, very good.
All right.
Thanks. Bye,
good
Dad.
Good seeing both of you.
Good thanks to see you.
Me. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, Anderson got some viewer questions. Dana F. wants to know if you were actually that drunk with me during New Year's Eve and how'd you feel the next morning? You were.
I was probably more drunk than people might realize.
Yeah.
I don't drink, so, I mean,
I realized it. I was the straight man on New Year's Eve. And by the way, what are we going to do this New Year's Eve?
I think we're going to have even more fun.
Do you think we're going to be in Times Square?
I have no idea. I mean, that... No,
let's do it from somewhere absolutely crazy.
Have a New Year's celebration in Times Square? Probably not. But I mean, what do I know?
Wouldn't it be cool if we were in Times Square and it was empty and we were just...
That would be actually kind of interesting.
It could be interesting.
Yeah.
Billy G emailed and said, can you rank these White House press secretaries from most to least truthful? Sean Spicer, Sarah Sanders, Stephanie Grisham, and Kayleigh McEnany.
I think it's impossible to. I would say they're pretty much on par.
Okay.
Yeah. I maybe Sean Spicer. No, they're on par.
Greg D texted, has Andy's nanny spilled any funny secrets from her time working with him since she started to work with you? You're working with my former nanny.
Yes. Who loves you very much and says nothing but lovely things about you. No, she's not the spilling of secrets story.
Oh, very good. That makes me happy. Welcome back to Watch What Happens Live at Home. I'm Andy, joined by Anderson Cooper and my son Benjamin. And Anderson is with Wyatt. And I thought it would be fun if they met right now. Look, that's going to be your good buddy, Wyatt.
That's Benjamin.
Have you boys ever been to Brazil? Oh my God, Wyatt looks like a mini you, Anderson.
I like his, someone sent this, it looks like a bathing suit from the 1920s.
I know, it really does. I mean, that your little baby is singing Edith Piaf wearing that outfit.
You know,
is...
he's not singing Edith Piaf.
No, I know.
He makes a lot of squeaky sounds.
Hold on, let's... Ben, this is Wyatt. Ben, this is Wyatt Cooper. He's going to be your good buddy. That's going to be your good buddy. We're going to travel together.
Yeah.
And if you like him half as much as I like his daddy, you're going to be great friends. You know that? Wow. Oh, my God. Hi, there he is. Oh, my God. Look at Wyatt.
His lower lip trembles every now and then. It's very adorable.
Boy, he's got those eyes. He's got those peepers, Anderson. Okay, Ben, say bye-bye. Can you wave goodbye? Bye. Oh, say happy Father's Day, Daddy and Anderson. Okay, there you go.
His foot.
Oh my God, look at his little foot. Okay, stay there with Wyatt. It is time for our moment of mazel. Here with a Father's Day message that's particularly poignant this year, it's our friend Todd Tucker.
Hey, thank you, Andy and Anderson. Hey, I want to start off by saying happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. It's our day. Make sure you enjoy your Father's Day. But as being a black father today in America, I'm challenging everyone to make their voices heard, to make a change, to make a change in your community, to make a change to erase racism. I'm going to start out by registering 1 million men to vote at IamAMan.vote. I'm going to live within my community. I'm going to inspire. I'm going to create jobs. I'm going to create opportunities. And I challenge everybody out there to play their part, do what they have to do to end what's happening. Because do we want our kids to grow up to have to witness what's going on right now and even possibly be victims of what's going on? So let's make change. Let's end it. And I want to say happy Father's Day. Say happy Father's Day, Ace.
Happy Father's Day.
Make sure you enjoy your day and play your part. Use your power.
Thank you, Todd, and happy Father's Day. I want to thank Anderson and Wyatt Cooper for being here. Anderson, happy Father's Day, man.
Thank you.
Never thought you and I would be celebrating Father's Day together on TV or off TV. It's really cool. Tomorrow, Hannah and Jessica from Below Deck Matter here at 11. Watch our after show now on Twitter Live. Good night, Wyatt. Good night, Anderson.
Good night, thank everybody. You. Bye. Happy Father's Day.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody. It is the after show. I'm here with Anderson Cooper from Anderson Cooper 360, weeknights on CNN. Still got a few viewer questions. Anderson, James W. wants to know how you think our parenting styles will differ.
I think you, I don't know. I mean, I haven't even thought that far ahead, but I know you're more social. So I think, I don't know. I feel like I don't know.
Do you think you'll be teaching him to be as interested in politics and news? And will that be a big dialogue between the two of you?
I don't know. He's interested. I think I'm more interested in sort of letting him follow whatever he's interested in doing. I sort of feel like baby with like kids, like a lot of it is, I mean, I guess you present opportunities to them, but a lot of it I feel is like formed from, they're already kind of formed in some way. So just watch them kind of figuring it out what it is they're interested in and helping them.
Can you tell what his personality is yet? I mean,
I don't know. I don't really think so. I mean, I think he seems very focused to me, but I don't know.
How's he sleeping?
He's sleeping. I mean, you know who doesn't like to talk about that because then you jinx it, but
right. Yes.
He seems to be sleeping. Like right now, I think he's waking up maybe once a night right now.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's huge. By the way, if you like that Lacoste shirt on Benjamin, it's coming your way in a little bit. Anderson often comments on photos that I post of Ben, and he's like, ooh, I love those PJs. I'm like, they're coming your way soon. Don't you love the little noises he makes,
Anderson? I do, yeah. I love the squeaking, yeah. He does it all night long, too.
And does he squeak when he drinks milk, which I love?
Yeah, although I mean, he's like when he drinks, he's like gobbling it down, so he's right. Pretty intense with it.
Anderson, Jenna R said, if you're doing so much reporting on COVID, when do you honestly think the entire country will get back to normal? And what do you say to people who are disregarding wearing masks in public?
Look, my job is not to scold people, but you know, I certainly think if you care about the people around you and yourself, you should wear a mask in public and you should social distancing and continue as best you can to protect yourself. And I don't have any, you know, crystal ball on when things will get back to normal. I'm not even sure what normal looks like until there's a vaccine. And until that vaccine is not just having one, but it's widely distributed and available to people. And so I don't know. I don't have a great answer on that. I mean,
by the way, now
keep protecting yourself.
By the way, tonight is a great opportunity for you to apologize to me for torpedoing my chances on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
No, I am really sorry about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's okay that you almost gave me COVID.
Well, that's the irony,
yeah.
Because if you look at it, I must have had corona because I got my results like 5 days later that had it. So, and you and I hugged several times.
Yeah, I know.
And flew back together.
Yeah, I know. Huh.
Anyway, let's leave it there. Thanks, Anderson. Happy Father's Day. For more, click around bravotv.com.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.